this is it. The big kaboom. Toronto episode. Live from Toronto. You're going to get it here in just a moment. Very quickly, right now, I am in Hartford, Connecticut, at the Funny Bone in Manchester at the mall.
I'm sorry, where?
Fartford.
Thank you.
Next week, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday only, Christina and I are together at the Ontario, California Improv. Please come out and see us together. I have a bunch of dates coming up, including Sacramento, Columbus, Pittsburgh, and Denver. I'm excited about all of them. There's a bunch of other shows there, all at tomsegura.com. Christina P., which dates do you want to
Well, guys, obviously Ontario, and then I go to Rooster Teeth Feathers in Sunnyvale as well in August. But if you are local and you're in Los Angeles, LA County, please come see me August 9th at the Ice House in the side room in the Annex. I'll do two shows, 7:30 and 9:30, and it's for real mommies only.
Real mommies only.
Yeah.
So if you're not real,
don't even show up if you're not real.
Leave it at home. We want only the most real.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know what you're saying. Let's see. So, also, please check out yourmomshousepodcast.com. If you were at the Toronto show and you're looking for those pictures, we don't have the update from the photographer yet, but they will be posted on the site. So keep checking there. Hopefully, when this is up, you'll be hearing
the
this.
The photographer.
Then you'll also be able to see those photos. Also, please help support our show by going to our site, yourmomshousepodcast.com, and shopping through our Amazon banner whenever you're going to make an Amazon purchase. Like if you want to get a fart maker, a fart noise maker with buttons like the one Christina cannot stop playing with. You could get that on Amazon, right? They have fart makers.
They got all kinds of fart machines.
Yeah.
That's what they're known for.
You were asking me what I bought. You know what else I forgot to mention?
Huh.
That full weight set I bought on Amazon.
That's right.
You guys, I'm doing powerlifting, and I got my collar locks, my weightlifting belt. I got the barbell and the full set of weights.
Weightlifting jeans that you wear.
Full set of jeans that I have a denim suit that's specifically designed for optimum weightlifting.
It's like a leotard, like what those weightlifters wear, but a denim, right?
That's right. It's all denim, and it's considered to be a breakthrough in weightlifting technology.
Yeah.
But I'm very happy with it, and very happy anytime anyone shops through our Amazon banner. It helps support this show. What else do you want to say about what they're about to hear? This is the Amazon, the Toronto show.
You're about to hear over 300 mommies in one room just going bananas. It was bananas. I hope you enjoy this. We had so much fun that night.
It's the most fun. It really was the most fun.
Yeah. I hope it translates the electricity in the room.
Yeah. There might be, you know, I've told you before, it might be a little distortion at points, but it's as good as it gets for us as far as, you know, what we could do. So
yeah. And you know, Tom and I were just talking about it today. We did it in like an old abandoned movie theater. So, like, what we're doing with your mom's house, this is the beginning of something nobody's doing. Like, we literally are forging a new path. You guys are a part of something very cool and special, and I don't know, it's kind of a crazy trip, right?
Yeah, it's awesome.
We're doing it fucking old school, punk rock style.
Punk rock jeans.
And all these crazy places.
Yeah. So, thank you again to everybody in the greater Toronto area for coming out and supporting the show. And here it is, live from Toronto.
Hey everybody, it's summertime.
Summer vacation is here. Gonna ride my bike, gonna go somewhere. It's my favorite time of year.
It's summertime, and isn't it great? Everything's great.
See all the birds in the sky. Time to hit the pool, watch the people pass by. It's my favorite time of year. It's summertime, and isn't it great? It's summertime when everything's great.
Ten more minutes, guys.
What I wanna be, cause I'm free to be just what I wanna be.
I hope they're dead. All right. They're the fucking worst. Can you hear us? You hear me all right?
Everybody good? Everybody jeans up?
Can't see us?
What's going on? Wolf, let's... Oh. How do we fix that?
We gotta back it up.
Ass up?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, watch the beer.
Most important thing, watch the beer. How's that? Let's try that.
Canadian-American teamwork, guys.
Yeah.
Better?
Yeah. All right.
Does that work? Let's see if this thing works or not. Hold on a second. Let's see.
Let's get social.
It works. Good. That was pretty fucking good. All right.
Social.
Acapella?
Social.
You want to just take it off from here?
Okay. Do you want to sing Let's Get Social?
Do you want to take...
Yeah. Oh. Ready? Hold on. Let's start with Let's Get Social. Let's do it at your mom's house. Ready? Okay.
All right. Let's see.
Showing you things you like.
Oh, shit. All right. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Because that was fucking beautiful.
He said acapella.
You're right.
Let's do it with the music. Let's do it with the music.
You fucking take over. you're showing us things we like. Go ahead.
Do music.
You do it. You want me? Okay, now
no,
you want
no,
music.
No, it's
now you fucking
music.
Want music.
I didn't know we had it queued up.
Okay, motherfucker. Here we go.
All right. Hey, guys. Welcome.
Showing you things you like. Try to get engagement. It's the photos from my life. My kids, some bacon. I'm hoping you'll share my stuff.
That's all the words I know.
And tweet it to the world. If you help me grow my clouds, I promise that I'll share yours.
Oh, yours.
So connect with me. Let's have some fun and show the
fucking good.
Let's get social. With social media.
I hope this is somebody's first time at this, and like. And I tell you, and they're like, "What fucking sales conference are we at right now? This shit sucks, man. You bought a ticket to this shit? Wait, I want to back you up more because I see
our
the shadow.
Our pyramid scheme. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. Hold on.
This shit should
I'll take
me.
It from here, sir. All right. That was really good.
That's
you were right.
So
that
should
have been.
Oh, good lord. All right. That was a dream come true.
Oh my god.
Kissing social.
It.
It's so much better with a live audience. Usually it's just the two of us.
Yeah.
And Thea, oh, Huxtable, I know, he's at home. It's harder to take him international genes, so he's with the dog sitter, yeah. We miss him.
Yeah, I don't know what they would say if you were like, it's my dog, I'm doing shows with my dog. Because customs kind of sweats you hard.
I mean,
I'm sure you
it's
know
not
that.
Easier.
But like when you're like, I do shows, they're like, really? And what kind of shows? Huh? I'd show them the t-shirt? Yeah, that might work. I'm selling this shirt with my dog on it.
24/7.
All right. What's that?
What? Well.
He said, I don't want to go to fucking Canada, man. It's colder than a motherfucker up there. I ain't going there. Fuck that shit.
That's an impression of Theo.
I listen to him and then I communicate it.
Theo has his own voice, guys. This is not really Theo. No, he's with the dog.
Friends are the worst!
I walked right into that, too. Yeah.
Yeah. that whole row. I know. You're like, what the fuck are you doing? I see it. I see your fucking faces. Like, what the fuck is going on?
Oh, you're strangers.
Get used to more weird shit. All right?
Yeah. It gets weirder. It's going to be disgusting. It's going to be great. We have so many treats for you guys.
There's so much to talk about.
So much to cover.
I think we should... we should wipe down.
Well, yeah, it's definitely wiped down.
It really is so much. This is going to be like an extra long bonus episode of your mom's house.
Oh, man. Yes!
Let's just do this shit right. Let's do a proper clip and then start the show. Does that sound good to everybody? Can we do that?
All right,
here we go.
You know what I'm saying? Everybody walking on the face of the earth trying to judge the J-Rock. You know what I'm saying? See what I'm saying? But I ain't shook, because motherfuckers try to take me out and stuff, but they can't, right? You know what I'm saying?
Know what I'm saying too many times. 80 or 90 times? That's too many times. Once or twice is cool, but 80 or 90 times, man?
What, are you from the Department of Know What I'm Sayings? You taking the Know What I'm Census? You counting my Know What I'm Sayings? We're hanging out, right?
It's 8 or 9 times? That's too many Know What I'm Sayings.
Riding on my jock, you know what I'm saying? I'm just trying to have a good time, you know what I'm saying? And you're counting my Know What I'm Sayings.
Too many times. That's
how am I supposed to be myself when you're counting my Know What I'm Sayings all the time, you know what I'm saying?
J-Rock, saying
what?
Know what I'm saying?
This shit is big time!
Who is Randy?
Don't bring anyone loving to this.
Your mom in the fucking stand!
Well, welcome. Welcome to your mom's house. With Tom Segura.
And Christina Pajitsky.
Welcome to your mom's house.
That was amazing work. Thank you.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's just I do shit. I do.
Put a little extra stank on it.
I mean, I lift, you know, I lift weights.
You did kind of a Hendrix thing, too. You use your tongue.
Yeah. I mean, like, when you get really good at playing a song, you can be more free with it.
Yeah. It changes every time. You add a little nuance, a little something extra.
Yeah, I mean, like, wow, I'm a professional. Wow. What the fuck?
It's really good, Tom.
Yeah, you know?
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's good.
That is the J-Rock, you know what I'm saying? The Canadian.
We saved it for Canada.
For you!
Yeah. There's so many good ones. My favorite, I think, would be this one of his. This is the best one, I think.
You know what I'm saying? Hey, you wanna see my new one, boy?
Yeah.
The motorbike, know what I'm saying?
Those are awesome, yeah, you're right.
Pretty tight, ain't they?
That's pretty tight, for sure.
So good.
That's the most creative, you know what I'm saying, I've ever heard in my life. I mean, it's right up there with psh, you know what I'm saying? That was pretty good, too.
That, to me, that exemplifies the you know what I'm saying. The Suge Knight documentary, because he literally said nothing and then said, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Which is really hard to do, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm like, psh, you know what I'm saying?
It's like when somebody starts a sentence, like I was listening to this song, Ladies Night, with like Lil' Kim and Missy Elliott and Angie Martinez, and Missy's verse, she starts by going, you know what I'm saying?
Huh?
First. She led with you know what I'm saying. That is you know what I'm saying fucking impressive right there.
I don't know what you're saying.
Yeah, I mean.
I ain't never had a job before in my life until I started working for Shiv. You know, in and out of jail, you know what I'm saying? Did a little bit of everything, you know what I'm saying? Now I'm, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, wow.
That's the best.
That's good.
That's the best. Now.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a wow moment. Absolutely. That's what Oprah would call an aha moment. She'd be like, I know what you mean now. Yeah.
That's not what Oprah intends at all.
You don't think so?
Nope, not at all. You know what's interesting? The last Ramon died today, guys. Are you bummed? I'm bummed. Yeah.
Boo.
Sirs, I know he's no Biggie Smalls.
Let's poll this fucking room right now. Biggie or Beatles? Who? Wait.
One at a time.
Wait, that's not how you do a poll. Relax. If you only had, if there's your last fucking chance to see anything, you have all your friends and family can be there. You can invite as many people as you want. You have an option. Would you rather see everybody? Don't do that. Is rude. That is fucking rude as shit.
I don't care. You know what I'm saying? I don't give a shit.
I'll let everybody in here know that this man is rude, and I'll be a jerk about it too.
That's a new one I'm excited about. So, if you would take the Biggie concert, make some noise. And if you want to see John and Ringo and Paul.
Don't set it up like that. That's not cool. Oh, okay. Clap if you want to see the Beatles. Oh, love is all you need, see?
Nobody clapped. There was nobody clapping. Is that your impression?
BKLY.
That's what's up.
Honestly, that wasn't a terrible impression.
That's good.
Yeah.
You have to do it like you're eating a chicken leg.
You have to be eating.
Yeah, do it. Try it again.
I can't do it. It's pretty good.
I don't even know what he says. He puts, I put the DKNY on the DKNY.
You know, a lot of times I pretend I know what's being said.
You know
but
what I'm saying?
It's just more about its ability to make my head. He's good. DK, yeah. Man.
I do like Biggie. I don't dislike Biggie Smalls.
No, of course not.
I just like the Beatles more. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, yeah.
Okay.
There's the, that's rude as shit and...
You want to fucking go now? There's the fucking door, son. Get the fuck out. You don't like it.
The fuck out of here.
I feel like this show is not as exciting as it could be. Yeah, do you feel like a...
All right.
It's just not fun.
Sir, let's just make it fun.
There's fun.
Chips are being poured into a bowl.
Chips in a bowl are fun.
All right, we'll do it your fucking way.
It's the worst. It's the worst.
Friends are the worst. All right. So,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? We did on one, what was the last live show we did where I broke down what a rapper is saying for you?
I think that was in New York, Brooklyn.
That's right.
We did it in Brooklyn, right?
Lil Webby, they were talking about Free Boozy, and I broke it down for you. There's a new submission. I just pulled it. I haven't really listened to it. But I thought we could listen to it together.
Okay.
And then we could figure out if I know what he's saying.
Okay.
Here we go.
You know, I was like, man, I'm getting independent money, you know what I'm saying? And I'm straight, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, you know, big man playing a fish, shorty, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, you know what I'm saying? You know, I don't know if he's scared to leave, you know what I'm saying? Or he don't know how to leave, you know what I'm saying? But I was like, you know, man up, you know what I'm saying? Nigga pimp me, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? I'm like, nigga pimp me, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, but nigga fuck me one time, I ain't getting a nigga shit to fuck me again. That mean I like that dick, you know what I'm saying? And I don't like that dick, you know what I'm saying? You know, I'm a real nigga, you know what I'm saying?
First of all,
that
he definitely is in the running for the most, you know what I'm saying?
That was good.
In a short amount of time. He hit probably, I think, 15.
At least, yeah.
Now, do you know what he was saying?
All right. I heard some big words in there. I heard an N-bomb.
Yeah.
Well. I heard something about leaving. He wants to leave something.
Yeah, yep.
Yeah?
Yep.
Okay. Other than that, I'm at a loss, dude. I have no idea.
That's where you're pulling out, right there?
Yeah.
I mean, big words.
I could clearly understand that and some, you know what I'm saying. And about leaving. Somebody's leaving.
Do you know, does anybody, you know what he's saying?
Anyone can decode?
You okay. Got it?
Sir, go ahead.
What? Play it okay. Again. All right. Yeah. Yeah, I got this shit. Let me hear it one more time real quick.
I mean.
Here's what I think he's saying, okay?
Okay.
He's saying that it's BG, and I think he's talking about BG. Somebody was getting is scared to leave his record contract. Like, he's under record contract, and he's saying that dude is scared to leave the label. And he also says that somebody fucked him over, right? And then he's like, I'm tired of that. Like he was a hoe getting pimped, and he was getting that dick. And he's like, I don't want that dick anymore.
Okay.
That was the analogy, which was beautiful. It was a beautiful analogy to make. That's what I think he's saying in that.
Wow, right there. I can't believe you extrapolated.
You
that
tell
much.
Me. You said you want to hear it again. You tell me how good I did.
I'd
here
like
we go.
To hear it again, too.
You know, I was like, man, I'm getting independent money, you know what I'm saying? And I'm straight, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, you know, big man playing a fish, shorty, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, you know what I'm saying? You know, I don't know if he's scared to leave, you know what I'm saying? Or he don't know how to leave, you know what I'm saying? But I was like, you know, man up, you know what I'm saying? Nigga pimp me, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? I'm like, nigga pimp me, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, but nigga fuck me one time, I ain't getting a nigga shit to fuck me again. That mean I like that dick, you know what I'm saying? And I don't like that dick, you know what I'm saying? You know, I'm a real nigga, you know what I'm saying?
I'm at a loss. I didn't, wow. I didn't hear any.
What do you think?
Sir?
It's about between labels. Okay. Yeah, I'm a fucking genius. Yeah.
Wow, congrats. That was good, you guys. I'm impressed.
Thank you.
I didn't understand that.
To further extend this, let's see if we can all tell what somebody else is saying. Okay. See if you can get
let's
this
go.
Or not.
Hey, what's up, Cat Jet Master? Yeah, what's up? Tony Webber. Boss Man. I own the satellite. I own Facebook. I put $1 million on Italian Mafia.
So far, I own the satellites.
I got it.
I own Facebook.
Yep.
I have $1 million on the Italian Mafia.
Yep. And I also like Tone Loke, I heard.
I would say underrated. I mean, he's good.
Yeah,
he's
a great. Wild Thing was a tremendous number.
Yeah, it was good. Let's see more.
Okay.
That's my odd name, Russia. I'm not joking. Why are you recording me on my own phone?
Why are you recording me on my own phone? I don't think that's your phone.
Wow.
I think that's somebody else's
phone. I
heard
her say, I am my own phone.
Oh.
Like, I am my own recording device. I'm that crazy. Ka, ka, ka.
Oh, that is so much better. I am my own phone. Okay.
She's really
call
high.
Somebody. Boop, beep, bop, bop, bop,
right.
Boop. All right.
She's obviously high on crack.
She's high? Really? What part led you to believe that she's high?
She's on the Mayor Ford program.
Okay.
Sorry.
Crack kills.
This is a lawsuit.
Say, get out of here.
Right here, what is for the, yes, what is for missiles and national security of the United States and blowing the cover of ketchup, mustard, and yes, of an architect company that is for international. You can face a federal pension. Now.
You can face a federal pension?
Yep. Yeah.
What's wrong with a federal pension? That's all right.
She needs that money.
And she did say you blew the security of ketchup mustard.
It's
those
tight
are
security.
Two of our most covert agents that you don't know about.
Ketchup mustard.
I'm How blowing the identity of ketchup mustard.
How does that come into
I would be so pissed if I was like a secret agent. And they're like, you're ketchup. I'd be like, come on, man. Like, just give me a little bit not better name than ketchup. That's your
ketchup
mustard. Ketchup and mustard right there, man.
U.S. Marshal, you have the right to remain silent. Anything you say or do would be used to you against square law. Now, you just fucked up. Now, right here, my nickname is King.
Get your fucking crazy ass back.
When
look,
don't record
check
me.
This out. Go get some, go get some mayonnaise, nigga.
Bitch.
Some what? Some mayonnaise? What did she say?
He said, go get some mayonnaise, because I guess he's talking to ketchup and mustard, and he wants all his options.
Ketchup mustard.
Okay. Whoop, whoop.
You fucked up. I don't give a fuck. Go tell the army. That's my shit you're on. U.S. Marshal, you
hey,
you better get back. You better get this shit on here. I don't give a fuck. What's up, Kelly? What's up, everybody on the internet? I run this shit. I run this shit. I got those pipes protected. And yeah, those are my satellites. What's up, me? Who's 10? I own that shit. Now, Michelle, what's so funny? I have the satellites. So why the fuck do we need a building full of people working when we can just do it on chips on the satellite? That's my favorite sign. Ketchup and mustard. We were trying to save people for taxes.
Ketchup mustard.
U.S. Marshal, Randy Dundo, you're blowing my cover. Now don't get a damn drug law. Now right there, you just keep this for your personal use. Now what's up?
Jesus. Right now, I don't know what you're saying. I don't know what you mean.
Yeah.
It, why?
Like, I understand the words that are coming out of your mouth.
Yeah.
But I don't know what you're saying.
It's always the hallmark of a truly high, insane person when they start claiming ownership of everything. Like, this is just my shit right here. Like,
yeah, my block. And also, satellites are mine, too.
Yeah, why do they turn into toddlers when they get super high? Delusional.
I think it's just because you feel so good. You're like, everything should be mine. So I'm just going to say that it is.
Have you smoked crack ever?
No, I've never smoked crack.
Does anyone smoke crack in here? Quick round of applause. Oh, one person smoked. Have you tried it?
Statistically, people are holding back. Some people have smoked crack in here, and they just don't want to be known as people that smoke crack. But we fucking know you smoke crack, so... There's no way everybody in here has not, like, somebody here.
I know. Here. Somebody. All right, after the show, will you fess up? Because it only lasts for, like, 5 minutes, right? The high? Is what
that
I hear.
I wouldn't know.
It doesn't last very long, yeah?
Somebody's about to, like, reveal themselves. Nah, like, 8 minutes. Oh, shit. Like,
ketchup right. Mustard.
Yeah, we definitely failed with breaking down what she's saying.
I have no idea what's happening.
We have to talk about your. There's a restaurant we went to last night.
Holy mother of Christ.
Holy shit. On Elm and Young called Oro. It's an Italian restaurant. Highly recommend it. Our good buddy, Joey Tucci, who helped put this together,
yes,
the promoter
Joey.
Of this show. Give him a round of applause. The High on Trees crew sent us to Oro and told them that we are like senators that are important.
Yeah.
And they were like, oh shit, you're here. And we were like, okay. And they were like, we were told to like, we know what you like. And I was like, all right. For, I don't know if you've ever been to a restaurant and the first thing that they seated us, it's like, you know, we're a nice married couple. They first came out, they gave us a glass twice the size of this with scotch, and they're like, here you go. And
I was like, I can't do it.
I was like, why are you doing this? And yeah. They're like, we're going to show you a good time. And I was like, this is too much of a good time. Like,
I can't. I took a sip of it, and I was like, woo, white lightning. I can't even, right? Makes you want to fight somebody. I was ready to, like, I was going to pass out, dude. There's no way.
Yeah, and then it was just, like I go, is this an entree, or is this... like an appetizer, and he goes, it's whatever you want it to be.
You don't say that to the two of us.
No, and I was like, what do you mean? He goes, what do you want? Do you want it to be an appetizer? And I was like, I guess so. He's like, it's an appetizer. And I go, okay. And then he's like, what would you like for your entree? And I go, I guess another one? I don't know, like, bring it out twice? And then he brought me, I go, dude, he brought it out, like, what was the appetizer? I go, this isn't an appetizer portion. This is like a full portion. He's like, I know.
Fried
cheese
balls.
After we're drinking scotch, he's like, which wine do you like? And I go, we're good. And he goes, I'll bring you a bottle. Like, just like an Italian mother. This guy was just like, you eat, manja, manja. You
so
eat,
crazy.
Eat, eat.
Two desserts, stuff. Dessert after the dessert.
Oh, my God,
we were
yeah.
Like,
after dessert, he was like, do you want cookies? No, I don't want cookies. He was like, I'll bring you some cookies.
Yeah, all right. You were a little, I've never seen you really drunk. There's a few times I've seen you drunk. One time on your 26th birthday, you were jumping rope in the bar.
Yeah. That was the best. Like, my buddy...
on a patio in the bar. I'm like, who's that guy? I'm going to marry him one day.
Ryan Sickler, who some of you know from the Crab Feast, right?
Tuesday.
Sickle Cell came to this, and he gave me a, I was drunk, and he gave me a jump rope. And so,
so
this
stupid.
Is a club, they're playing hip hop, and I was just like, I'll never forget the bouncer. Bouncers usually don't come over with a smile. They're usually like, hey man, you can't fucking do that. This guy was like ear to ear smiling. He goes, you can't jump rope here, man.
So great.
And
we
he's
were.
Like, but, you know, finish what you're doing, but you can't do that here.
Yeah. And we weren't dating yet. We were just friends at this point. And I do remember looking at you and being like, that guy's awesome. Like, I really.
I'm telling you.
I love it.
Get a jump rope.
Jump rope.
Take that shit out. Be like, check out Roy Jones Jr., bitch.
like a boxer. But then we were wasted. We were walking around. What's the area we were in?
That was in, it was Hollywood.
What's it called? Hollywood?
Yeah, that was proper Hollywood.
No, boo-boo. Last night.
Oh, last night. That was fucking, I don't know, Young and Elm, whatever.
What's your, that, yes.
That thing.
That's it.
Dundas Square.
Just drunk. Drunk, we bought.
Yeah, really drunk. We bought cock rings.
Yep.
And I was pushing hard. I was really full.
You asshole, don't tell that. You're the worst.
I got her a double fish hook. I go, like that.
He's such an asshole. And he kept yelling across, "You want the double fish hook?" Holding it up. And the guy was like, "Just get it." Like the cashier.
Yeah, like the coolest guy. He's like, nobody judges here.
Yeah.
Fucking eat that double fish hook, bitch. Take it. Yeah, you're gonna wear this shit.
We settled on cock rings. That'll be
yeah. Fun. It's like a tri-pack. It's really crazy.
Yeah.
Like you put one on your balls.
Yeah.
And it like it's snug. I mean the photo, like it's you're like that so dude's snug. Balls are gonna fall off. Like they were really bad.
Well, and also doesn't the rubber doesn't it pull on your pubes and stuff?
Like probably.
You got to wash them and stuff too, you know.
Yeah, that place has the best shit. My favorite is just like a rubber like asshole, and they're like, "Fuck this girl's asshole," and it's only an asshole.
Right, why? Just a disjointed piece of flesh, like it's so gross.
The feet that were there, it just looked like somebody chopped off some girl's feet.
Or just the mouth, like I don't. Just an asshole. Yep. Just a mouth.
Get in there.
That's all we are. Just pieces. It's the serial killer line.
Yeah.
It's so gross.
The thing is that is how most people think that you are. You're just an asshole in a mouth.
Just an asshole in a mouth. Mm-hmm. That's a good album title.
Get my album, Just an Asshole
just
in a
an
Mouth.
Just an Asshole in a Mouth. What I've really enjoyed lately, my husband, that's you. You've been, what did you say to me yesterday?
Oh.
This is true. As we were pre-coital?
Yes.
Courting. You were showing me your plumage,
we
your peacock
naked.
Feathers.
We were in bed. There was some kissing going on.
No, not to her.
I took the side of her head, and I go, "You eat out of the trash." And I made it like that. And then I lost my boner. I was laughing so hard.
Because what did I say to you?
Because, I go, "You eat out of the trash," like that. And she goes, "Yeah." And her response made me laugh so fucking hard. Like I've heard this shit before. Like,
right, like it's just Tuesday night in the Segura house. It doesn't even phase anymore. The one time you really got me good is when you're like, "Just get on your hands and knees. Get on your hands and knees.
Oh,
come
yeah.
over here." And I was naked, and come over here. And he was laying down on the bed, and you're like, "Oh, come over." I was like, "Oh, this is kind of sexy. What's he gonna do?" And then he grabs my boobs like udders, and he starts.
Milking those big tits. The best was that, like,
it's a keeper, guys.
I think like 3 years later, we saw it in the Borat movie.
Don't you hate that?
Right? Like, we were like, "Oh, we did that way before he did that."
Yeah, that sucks. Stop that. It's just stupid.
Oh, shit. So I had the weirdest fucking dream.
Yeah, let's talk about that. Okay. We haven't even really discussed this together yet.
No, we really haven't, because it happened last night. I woke up this morning. It was so weird. Like, I don't always remember my dreams vividly, and this is one that I remembered so well. I was walking down a street that was like a residential street, and I just had a towel around my waist, like a bath towel. Like, I would just take get in the shower, and I was just talking to people, and they're like, "Oh, hey, what's up, man? Like, how's it going?" And nobody was addressing the fact that I was wearing a towel, only a towel. Then I talked.
At least you had a towel. You could have been naked. Like, when you're naked in dreams.
Yeah, I have the towel on. I know. Like, why am I being modest in the dream?
Yeah,
right?
It's really weird.
Everybody's talking. And then we see a car pull up. It has somebody in it. And we were both, me and the other person who I don't know,
were like, "Oh, that guy's an asshole." And I was like, "Yeah, I'm getting out of here." I turn around, I walk away. I walk into a house. Now I have clothes on, and there's a dwarf, a miniature, a dwarf, a person, a dwarf. So, sorry.
Wait a minute.
What?
How do you know? Because dwarves have different classifications than like midgets or right? Like don't they have different proportions and such? Like in your dream, you had the wherewithal to be like, you know, the head proportions and the
Yeah, oh, I don't remember that exactly. She was a dwarf. I don't know the medical classification of the type of dwarfism
that she
had.
Was it the hot dwarf from Little Women?
It was not the hot dwarf from Little Women, L.A. No, it was.
There's just, like one super foxy one.
Yeah.
She's Eastern European.
Yeah, she's Russian, and she's like, she's smoking
super
hot,
fine.
And then she's like, "I'm 4'4", and you're like, "Cool, like let's go." Like,
she's really pretty.
But it was not her. It was a dwarf that appeared like, you know, I don't know, like I can't put it together exactly what the medical thing is. But anyways, she is just like, "You want to fuck?" And I was like, and she goes, like, her husband's there, and I go, "What about?" And she goes, "He doesn't care."
Was he normal sized?
No, he was also a dwarf. Okay. And she was like, she goes, "He doesn't care." And I was like, I didn't ask about it. I was like, yeah. So this literally happened.
Okay.
I just remember I stuck it in her mouth and I thought we were in the honesty circle.
No, yeah,
right?
Go, I've got one for you after this. Go right ahead.
I remember some pre-release coming out in her mouth.
Oh, my life.
And she goes, don't finish. And I go, oh. And she goes, "You got to pile drive me." And
oh
she, I
God.
Swear to you.
Oh,
she goes
shut
on
up.
Her. I swear to you. I put her on her back, and she puts her little midget legs up in the air.
So stupid.
And she bends them back.
Little person,
and then,
not midget.
I know, her little person. And then I swear to you, this is how it happened. I pile drive her, and then I woke up. That's really the dream.
Did you finish?
No, because you farted. I woke up.
That is so stupid. You pile-drived a midget?
She requested it. I'm not making this up. I vividly remember her telling me, "You got to do it like this." She goes on her back. She throws her little tiny little cute legs up in the air. And then I squat down on her and I'm like, oh. I'm just
you squatted pound. Too. That's not a good look on you, Segura, the
no.
squat. I've seen that squat. Show them your, yeah, show them. You guys have to see it naked. It's even better. Go for it. Imagine him nude. Yeah. Oh, God. He's so hairy. Well, good for you, Tom.
She really liked it a lot.
Can I tell you the one that I had last week that I didn't even tell you about?
Oh, great. Yeah.
So... ever since I did this TBS show with Marlon Wayans, I've been having dreams about him every night, like reoccurring dreams. Like sometimes he's like, "Christina, you got to do this challenge." You know, like he freaks me out because it's like a contest show. And then I dreamt that Marlon Wayans dry humped me. And he was really, he's really cute. You know, like he's super handsome. So I was like, this is crazy. Like,
I give him the grease. I tell him to put some on his finger.
Like
stick it in his ass and you know what I'm saying, kind of like fuck yourself to loosen yourself up.
No, he didn't do that to me at all.
You greased your finger and you put it in.
I didn't grease my finger and put it in my ass.
All right.
But he dry humped on me and it was like, it was weird because like when he finished I was all, oh, you're Marlon Wayans. But it was still nice. Like I didn't mind it.
All right.
Now I wish I slept with him, you know.
In the dream?
Yeah, of course. You got to have sex with a little person. I didn't.
What do you mean
so
get to?
Mad.
I was sharing my fucking actual dream that occurred.
Well, yeah, but you know, it's like it really happened because it happens in a dream. It's cool.
I have not slept with a little person.
Yes, you have in dream reality. Your brain doesn't know the difference between reality and dreams.
So I can claim that I pile drive this.
Yes.
Little
yes.
Is that really? Do guys sign off on that? No, of
I
course
don't know.
Not. No. What?
I'm just thinking about Marlon Wayans.
You say Harlan Williams?
Marlon Wayans. I like Harlan,
did they,
too,
did you string
though.
Them together, kind of?
No, I didn't, no.
Do you want a piece of that?
Nope.
Okay.
Of Harlan? No.
Don't say it like that.
He's sweet, though. I like him.
Yeah, he's great. I'm going
to
tell
does
him
does your love do that to you? Does he push your head into the pillow and pretend it's a garbage pan? Yeah. You guys are going to last. It's good.
What does he say?
Yeah.
What does he say?
What do you say to her?
Anything?
Amish beard. He takes off.
You know it's time to start because he takes his pants off? Right.
There you go.
Yeah,
girl.
That's like a fucking
that's
prisoner
marriage,
and a guard
yeah.
right there. That's great. She's like, pants come off. She's like, oh shit, this is going on right now, I guess.
Tom and I have been having a heated debate. So I saw a guy at the LAX airport, this big, great, big fat guy, and he had like a, you know, like a dad pouch, and he pulled his jeans up right where it hits the middle of the fat roll and had the belt like in the middle of the fat roll. And I personally enjoy that look. I think that, because I do it, I'm
that
doing it,
look.
Well, because I'm doing it right now. Like, I think if you're, if you've got a belly, it's good to, if you cut it in the middle, it kind of
can. You can fucking try me, fatso.
It kind of like, it just, it helps the look a little bit. It mimics flatness, which is why I do it. But you don't see that at all.
No, no. Because I, at the beach, we go to the beach in LA all the time, and I see dudes with their swim trunks or shorts or pants
yeah.
pulled up over the navel. I'm like, look at this fucking asshole. Like, we know that's your gut, dude. And you're like, and then I go, like, I have a gut, and I don't, like, I don't go, like, well, if I pull it over my gut just went away. Like, so I'm a fan of, like, if you have a gut, you let that shit hang, and you just deal with it. You deal with life. That's your fucking...
I like to pull it. It feels snugger to me to have it hug my gut. I like it. It holds it in place.
You can do that at home. Like, that's fine. If sometimes I sit on the couch and I pull them up and I'm like, mm-hmm. And I like, like, ah, this, these PJs feel... But, like, in public, you're a fucking asshole if you pull them that high.
I disagree. I think it's a better look.
It is not a better look.
Creates the illusion of slimness. I like it. My stepdad did that. I have a big fat Indian stepdad, and he used to do that. Cut it right in the middle of his big old belly.
Yeah.
It was
no.
cute.
No, it wasn't. It's okay. Not cute. It looks gross. It's fucking...
All right. Well.
Dirty and disgusting.
Okay.
It's gross.
What you got, kid?
All right. We have this.
You got some shit?
You want to talk some shit? So, you got... Yeah. Everybody talks shit.
Okay.
So, I don't know if you guys heard that Britney Spears...
You want to talk some shit?
call me.
They... there's been audio released of her singing in the booth.
Have you guys
without,
heard this? Oh,
without
so
auto-tune?
Buckle up. It's really
and
good.
And there's audio with the auto-tune. They're a little different. Here she is without it. This is real. This is not Ghost Crew. Okay.
Woo!
Apparently we can all have hit fucking singles.
Yeah.
Here is with a little magic in the booth. Boop, boop, beep, boop, 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 boop.
Myself in love was lonely, like an alien.
hear any difference or no? No?
Same.
No?
It's the same.
Same. All right.
She's really talented.
Let's see if she
you
hits
guys.
That note though.
Song when it's on.
Not alone.
No, we're all alone.
What a talent, you guys.
Yeah, there
she's
you
American,
go.
Right?
Yeah, she's from Louisiana.
All right, yes, America's finest. It's too bad that article didn't print, that whole one that I wanted. I'll do it on the next show.
What
about
the?
Americans? Too oh. bad. It didn't print out for
so
some reason.
So you could bash us while we're here?
Yep.
All I'll right.
When we get home, did you guys hear this? Some of you sent this to us. Scientists say smelling farts may cure cancer. Oh, your mom's house is on the cutting edge. This is in Time magazine. It's been a weird week in health news. First, doctors said that Justin Bieber might save young boys' lives. What?
What?
The hip bowl cut is actually a form of sun protection. Oh, for fuck's sake. What? They come up with the dumbest shit. And now scientists out of the University of Exeter are implying that smelling farts could actually prevent cancer. other diseases. Although hydrogen sulfide gas produced when bacteria breaks down food is, quote, well known as a pungent, foul-smelling gas in rotten eggs and flatulence and my husband's ass, it is naturally produced in the body and could, in fact, be a healthcare hero with significant implications for future therapies for a variety of diseases. Wow.
Wow.
Damn.
Looks like
really
I'll be cancer-free for my life, right, Tom?
Yep. Yep, you're going to live a long fucking time with what I got in store for you.
Yeah. It's very exciting.
You excited about that?
That's what you have to look forward to, by the way.
Yeah? Do you think that I'm not going to live long? Because you kind of make your own contributions
okay.
in that field.
Yeah. I learned from the master.
All right, fine.
What are we doing, Jeans?
We have this. Oh, this song. Speaking of songs and singing, there's this right here.
Oh, you guys are in for a treat.
Good afternoon, social media, Facebook, nieces and nephews, all to the people of God everywhere. I was sitting here thinking and just reminiscing on this Father's Day. I thought back to my father who died when I was 15. I remember the very day. I remember what I had on. I remember what time the call came. I remember all of that. But I was thinking about life and how in life we have our ups and we have our downs and life can go in full circle. But everything, the Bible says that all things work together for the good. Everything works together. Some days we're up, some days we're down, but all of that makes us who we are. And I'm just so thankful for it.
It's a really nice message so far, if you're listening. Just see where it takes her.
You never know with Auntie Fifi.
The thing with Auntie Fifi. The message is right. Where is this going to go?
Saying that, I want to share a little song with you that God placed on my heart. Amen.
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 It's nothing major, but it goes like this.
Okay.
Humpty Dumpty sat on a wall. Hallelujah. Hey. Humpty Dumpty had a great fall. My God. All of the king horses and all the king men could not put Humpty back together again. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
My God, my God, my God. What can put us back together again? Can I hear the church choir saying, nothing but the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Wow.
What can make us whole again? Come on here, somebody. Nothing but the blood of Jesus.
She's preaching, no one's there. You know that, right?
Nope.
Like, she was like, come on now, jump on in. To nobody.
If Humpty had just looked up to God for where his help come, our help comes from the Lord. He could have gotten put back together again. But you got to know who to call and who to call on. My God, my God. I heard a songwriter say that the blood still works. My God. The blood still works. Hallelujah. The blood still works. Thank you, Jesus. So I caution you. Make sure you're calling on the right person. Know who you know. Oh, you'll get this in the morning. You'll get this after a while. My God, my God.
Okay. Well, first of all,
Auntie Fifi.
Humpty Dumpty cannot call Jesus. Like, it's not even fair to put that on him.
No.
He's a fucking, what is he? An egg or
he's
something?
He's an egg.
Yeah.
What is
he? He doesn't have
that?
A phone. He doesn't know. And even if he had prayed, I don't think Jesus would have.
That's so crazy. And she gets from like Humpty Dumpty, the egg story, to the blood of Jesus. I'm not sure how she got there.
It's the best. That's the point. It's as good as like this land is your land.
Oh, that was the best one.
Louisiana hot sauce.
You're like, hallelujah. You're like, what? God bless Auntie Fifi.
Auntie Fifi.
If you haven't heard the episode where she calls in, please go find it.
Yeah.
She wrote a song for our show, like impromptu. It's amazing.
Yeah.
She's a really nice lady from Dallas.
Very nice lady.
All right, Auntie Fifi.
This is about another lady. This is a fantastic clip that was sent to us a lot. This one we've been enjoying over and over, and we have to share with you. A gentleman recorded himself. English is his second language. But the way that he examines a commonly used English expression really tickles our heart.
Yeah. I work some hours in an office, you know, and to groups of people, they're talking and one say about Jennifer, eine Kollege, Kollegin, she, colleague. Oh, I tell you, Jennifer, she is really a party pooper. Really? Jennifer poops at parties? So she poops at parties, so and people know this?
People.
I poop at parties. I poop at parties, but people don't know because I close the door. Jennifer goes to the party and then poops, but she do it so people know. Where does she go for it? Does she visit a water closet and make door of the open so people may see and smell things? This sound horrible. Maybe she go like by the tables with the gift and the present and the punches bowl.
The punch.
Poop on the carpets. This sound like, Jennifer, you have some mental issue. Have you spoken to someone about it? This serious. You make a poop in the party. So people may know. I want to go to parties with Jennifer just to make observation.
Observation.
She poops at parties.
That accent is amazing.
It's the best.
Jennifer poops at parties. It's so fun. And you milk me like a cow.
Yeah. Are you thirsty? Huh? I want to breastfeed you. Here on these big lips. And watch how you suck me dry.
That's intense. Very intense.
Dad.
Here's Rocco telling somebody not to worry about... he's plowing some girl in her butthole.
Yeah.
And she wants to stop because she smells something.
What? It's only smells. Okay. It's only smells.
It's only smells.
It's only smells.
He just tells her, it's only smells. And she's like, it's my shit.
He's like,
savage. Yeah, I know.
What? It's only smells. It's okay. It's only smells.
It's terrible, Tom. It's really terrible.
I like to upset her when I find these clips.
Great.
You don't like it?
No, that's horrible. I like Rocco. I'm a fan of his. I don't like to think of him diminishing that woman's fear of her.
Oh, really? Let me play you the full.
No, please. It's not. What? It's on his mask. It's okay. It's okay.
Okay.
Come on. It's on his mask. It's nothing. Only this man. Yeah. I love this. Come on.
So. Did you hear the pop?
Yeah, what's the pop?
What do you think the pop was?
I don't know.
What could make a noise like that with Rocco around?
Is it a butthole?
Nope.
Is that an asshole?
Okay, suck it, no. Please. Please.
Make me nasty.
I love
it. Make nasty. Is that what you say, Joe? You're Italian. Is that what you say?
Hey, make it nasty.
Oh, he's so listening.
So gross.
It's pretty gross. She
God
also.
Damn it.
Oh, this clip came in that I love.
Don't mess with me, dude. Because I can walk on water, eat bullets, and shit ice cream.
That's really nice.
I know what you're saying, but it's I don't know what you mean, you know? All right, we got to get to this real quick. This is, I've been excited to show you this. So here we go. Here's this.
Hey, buddy. Stop, dog. Hey, buddy. Stop, dog. Hey, buddy. Stop, dog. You need to wipe down. Stop, dog.
All right. I called the house this week. This is a dual Top Dog and Charo call because they both spoke.
A twofer.
Yeah, we'll get right into it.
Hello?
Hey, Mom.
It's funny because it says call from Tommy Segura 1.
Yeah, I'm number one.
But your phone never come even with your name. It comes with a phone number, like you're an unknown person. Now you're Tommy Segura 1.
I'm number one. I had them change that.
So you don't do number two?
I go number two every day.
Don't start a meeting, huh? And I have company with me, so, and she can hear you.
Big dog.
So he just took the phone right out of her hands. Big dog.
Big dog.
Dad, what are you doing right now? What, you left the office early, right? I called you at the office.
Right, right.
What's going on?
Right, right.
Well, between you and me, we're, you're going to laugh at me. We're trading in the red Cadillac, which I'm tired of, and getting a 2011 M37.
Right, my parents, I'm not exaggerating, have purchased 60 cars in the last 10 years.
Yeah, I think because he can't get a new wife, he gets new cars.
Yeah, I think that is it. I think it is like, fuck, I got to do something to get my rocks off. I'll just keep buying cars.
That's true.
And like, I'll be like, do you have a retirement account? And he's like, yeah. I go, do you think maybe if you didn't buy 8 cars a year that you would have more in there? He's like, yeah, it's a good point, buddy. Like, and then so that's why he's like embarrassed. He's like, I'm getting another car.
Jesus, Dad. Okay.
But I think I'm done with American-made cars, I have to tell you.
So you're getting an Infiniti?
Yeah, I used one, of course. A white one for Mom. It's for Mom, of course.
Does she know she's getting it?
Oh, yeah, sure, of course.
Oh, okay, okay.
She loves it.
She loves it. I like her like false modesty the most about cars, that she's like,
yeah.
If she sees like a Chevy Nova, she's like, that's a really cool car. I'm like, do you want one? And she's like, no.
No, yeah. She said the next car, our next car is going to be a Hyundai. She told me that one time. That's the Catholic guilt surface seen up.
Yeah.
But God, just make sure you don't park it on our driveway. Use the driveway next door, right?
Oh, yeah.
God, laugh.
So, just so you know, so Charo is always like, she does that. It's like, it's a very immigrant thing where they like encourage whatever level you're at. Like, she's like I had a Chevy Malibu. She's like, that's a cool car. And I was like, no, it's not. And she's like, I want one. I was like, seriously? Here are the keys. You can have my Chevy Malibu. And she's like, no, I like Lexus. Like,
of course.
So I'm going to Toronto tomorrow.
No shit.
Yeah.
Love Toronto. It's a great city.
Hear that? Love Toronto. It's a great city.
No shit.
No shit. Like, I'm going to the fucking moon tomorrow. Yeah. Yeah, it's a great city.
It's a great city in the summertime. It's too bad they have winters.
Yeah, but their winter isn't that brutal. What are you doing right now?
We're getting ready to go up to the place. I was washing my mouth out with mouthwash.
Oh, that's really nice.
Zero respect for me on the phone.
On the phone.
On the phone. Hey, somebody wanted me to ask you a question.
Yes.
When wiping, do you prefer to relax the hole so you can get deep, or do you clench and cap so you limit what gets out?
Just.
Wait until you hear his response. You're gonna die.
I want you to just think about how he considers, how, whether or not he considers this a serious question from his son.
You're gonna die.
Well, I. It depends on what the number of the poop is. Now, I've had the last 2 days, and I think it's because the weather has gotten hotter. Maybe I'm not having enough liquid. I've had the last 2 days a two each day.
Wow.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Huh. Now, of course, when you have a one and two, there's very little to wipe because they come out. Okay.
Yeah.
But it also depends on, you know, how your butthole reacts to what kind of poop you have. You know? So if you have a one and two, you don't have much poop. You know, a six and seven, you got a lot of splatter. You're really talking about the fives and sixes to do that, okay?
Right.
You know, so if you're talking a five in there, what bothers me sometimes is what... when, you know, you're sitting down there and you're, and there's none there, and you stand up and you go back to your office and there's a little, you know, you got butthole itch. Now, butthole itch is caused by one of two things. Generally speaking, inferior toilet paper.
Really?
Yeah. Because... other, you know, you got to wet it.
Yeah.
The other thing, if you have inferior toilet paper that kind of breaks up when you wet it, you get dingleberries. Okay. So the quality of toilet paper used determines whether you're going to get butthole itch and dingleberries.
So it's primarily inferior toilet paper and not bacteria that causes that itch?
Oh, no, it's just, you don't get, the itch is caused 100% by eating all the shit off. That's what causes the problem.
Oh, and you're saying you didn't get it off because you used inferior toilet paper.
God. Yeah, breaks up when you're trying to do that, and then turns into dingleberries, gets into stuff. So that's why you need, you know, a guy like me goes top of the line when it comes to buying toilet paper. But, you know, if you're on the road, airports, office buildings, you know, wherever you might be, you're not going to have top-of-the-line toilet paper in those kind of places.
No. So you're not going to get all the shit off?
No. You're not going to do that. And that's why sometimes, you know, when you do that and then all of a sudden you're sitting down or you're on the road, you stopped off at a gas station to get some gas and you're back on the road and all of a sudden you notice, uh-oh, I didn't get it all, okay? Then your butt starts itching, and then you kind of scratch, and when you finally get to, you know, you got a little sunset in your pants, because...
What? A sunset in your pants?
A sunset in your pants.
What does that mean?
That's one of his. I don't know.
A sunset.
I ask him, too.
A sunset.
Some have rubbed off in your underwear.
A sunset in your pants.
Yeah, I call it a sunset.
Jesus Christ. You are an animal.
You know, so you got one of two choices. You can either turn the underwear inside out and still use it. Depends on how much underwear you want with you. Sometimes, one time what I had to do, so bad, I had to actually take some toilet paper and put it between my butthole and cheek when I was traveling one time.
Yeah.
So why? Why?
Yeah.
Because I got some, you know, shit on my underwear.
Okay.
Because, you know, I didn't...
I'm sorry.
Well, are you even processing all of this information we're getting?
It's a lot.
There's so much information on this call.
It's different to listen to it than be on the call. I think I was just like, now I'm like, what the fuck?
I mean, we got the sunset. We got the 411 on butthole itch. We realize that your father buffers his underwear. Essentially puts in a maxi pad in between the poo and his... Like, this is bananas, Tommy.
Yeah,
this
crazy.
Is huge. This is a huge call. This is insane. This is a massive call.
White good didn't have high quality toilet paper.
Okay. Okay. That's good, Dad. That's really
like
good.
That?
Yeah.
I mean, listen, I am, you know, I'm kind of wrote the book on this, as you know.
Yeah.
No one knows more about this than me.
Yeah, people were,
he's right about that.
I told a lot of people about the book idea.
Yeah.
Like from 1 to 7.
Yeah.
A lot of people are into it.
7.
All right. Well, you know, obviously that's something I think we should pursue.
Yeah, I think so too.
You know, and it's going to have a great section, the forward section. You kind of write that, you know. But this is something that every American has to deal with multiple times a day.
Canadians too.
And Canadians. Yeah. Yeah.
But you know, it's kind of like if you think about how all of a sudden in America the whole gay thing has come out of the closet.
Uh-huh.
It was buried deep for years, and no one would ever talk about it or acknowledge it. That even now it's out there.
Right.
Okay. I think the same thing can happen to taking a shit.
Wow. That is a really nice analogy. That
could be the next like civil rights movement, right. Basically.
Basically, America needs to face up to the fact that you basically have, you got 330 million Americans, you got anywhere between 750 and a billion shifts a day, okay?
Yeah, you've done the math on this.
Oh, yeah. And if you think about that, if you got that kind of activity going on that much, I mean, you got TV commercials about catheters and Depends and all these other things.
Right.
Lots of stuff on TV about taking a leak.
Right.
You know, other than an occasional hemorrhoid commercial, you know, there's nothing about bombs away, okay?
Let's talk about it, you're saying. Let's talk about
it. Yeah. I think we should have a national conversation on this.
Has Mom been shitting at all?
You know, she has, but she, you know, given her diet of 98% carbohydrates, 2% protein.
Yeah.
Which is, you know, for someone who doesn't gain, you know.
He's really laughing, guys.
He's on a roll. Multiple choice.
Multiple choice. Funny.
Okay. It's like multiple choice. Doesn't gain weight, okay? Which is even more amazing.
Can I ask her? Can I talk to her real quick?
So great.
Yeah, hold on.
Hello?
Hey, Mom.
Hi, Tommy.
Have you been taking healthy shits lately?
Healthy shit?
Yeah, shit.
This is so disgusting.
No, I'm serious. I'm serious.
Hablamos, espérate un segundito que me estoy pidiendo de Rosana, quiero que sepa comer. ¿Quieres saber si I have taken healthy shit lately? Así que estoy contando a Rosana como cuán gracioso eres. Rosanita, mil gracias. Ya.
What did she say?
Vamos a ir a longevity. Dice que te cuente que vamos a ir a longevity.
Jeez. She's really upset, Tommy.
She's fired up. She's going to a new gym. That's what she's saying. All right. Okay, all right. Anyways. I love to upset her, if you don't know this. My whole thing is I like to belch in front of her. I like to curse best. In front of her. And the thing that upsets her the most is definitely like shit stuff. So when I say it to her, I say it more just to get her reaction, the same reaction I got when I was 11, which is like, did you take a shit today? She's like, hey, don't talk like that.
Well, we're going on a cruise with them in September, and we're already planning every morning. We've decided this morning that every morning we're going to ask everybody how their shits were from last night's dinner. We're going to have to discuss it.
I kept talking to her on this call, and she's like, oh, I got to go. And so I called her again like 15 times until she answered.
Hello?
Jesus.
Hello?
Well, I was in the other line. When you're on the line, you don't hang up with the people
to talk, so I couldn't hang up. And I am the one making the call. I said, excuse me, I have to hang up now. I couldn't do that.
All right. Look, what's up? Are you taking healthy shits or not?
I'm taking healthy shits, but I wanted to share with you about buying a car. What do you think of that one?
You guys are out of your minds.
You know what? The guy just, put one in both names and talks, it's not my name.
I don't know if you can understand her.
What the fuck is she talking about?
She said that when they bought the car, the guy said, do you want these in both people's name? And she said, and my dad said, no, just in my name.
And I said to the guy, you know, he buys everything in his name. And the guy said, be careful. Maybe he's planning to kill you.
Say? She's right about that.
Yep.
It's funny that you say that because my kids know that if something happened to me, it wasn't natural. She did it.
You've got your
so
dad's laugh, you know.
Have
that.
You been having trouble taking shits lately, though, or no?
I do normal shits. I don't do the kind of shits you do.
But I know sometimes you struggle with shitting.
I sometimes struggle, it's true. I did a struggle today. I didn't go today.
You didn't go today?
Yeah.
No, I ate too much shit.
Mom, that's a problem.
I know. I have to eat an apple.
All right.
An apple, they won't take the doctor away.
What?
Okay.
But I'm glad you asked me because I was eating my cereal. I was so good eating my. I make my. What is that name? The cereal that I eat from? That I make it.
Let me ask
the,
you this.
The oatmeal that I make is you cook it for 20 minutes and it's done and I have for a week.
How?
It keeps me religiously
She's
healthy.
Crazy.
Now I'm eating toast.
How have dad's farts been lately?
Can you talk about something else?
I just want
I'm
to know.
Talking about fun and stuff, and you talk about fart and shit.
That's it. That's my joy is just to upset her. All right. We got to get going here. We got to wrap this
All right,
up.
Let's,
so
do
let's
do
the
final segments, guys. All right, guys. You know what time it is. It's time to fill her up. Excellent work, Canadians. All right, guys, since we're in Canada, my motherland, let's do Fill Her Up, Seal Her Shut, Canadian editions. Woo! All right, here, are you ready, Tommy?
I'm ready.
First up, would you rather fill up and seal shut Celine Dion?
Whoa.
So unbearable. Or... Sarah McLachlan. The Unbearables. Both of them. Oh, so unbearable.
You
as people.
Fill up and seal shut both?
You want to fill up both of them, sir?
I really got to pee. I think I would go with Celine because I hate Sarah's animal abuse commercials.
You have no idea what you're getting yourself into. Celine Dion is unbearable. Like,
yeah,
I've seen her on the Barbara Walters specials. She's a lot.
She likes big guys with beards. I've seen her fucking husband. All right.
Yeah, oh, that's true.
And I'm like fucking 70 years younger than him, so she's going to be like, no shit.
Nope. I take
you
Sarah.
You can pile drive me? And I'm like,
no.
Yeah. What?
Celine, you're so fucking wrong, dude. Celine Dion's not going to let you pile drive her. She's not going to go down on you. She's not going to let you go down on her because she's all fucking uppity. And she's all, oh, I'm Celine Dion. I'm a diva. Blah, blah, blah. Which is way too high maintenance, bro. You're never going to get it.
I disagree. I think that when I put her in the dog and I get her one of those pony play butt plugs that have horse hair on them on the back.
Nope.
She'll be like, I am your spirit animal, and I want to do this shit.
I think you're wrong on this one.
Let's see what these fucking Canucks have to say.
No, hold on. I haven't given you my decision.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I'm going to go with Sarah McLachlan. Number one.
Oh, that sounded... All right.
She's damaged goods. A lot of emotions. And we all know emotional broads really try hard. And I feel like you can make her do a lot of things to you sexually that she she'd be out of her comfort zone.
Yeah.
And then you could be like, I'll donate money to the dogs. And she'll be like, all right, I'll lick your butthole. Like, you know what I mean?
I like your approach. I still think, you know, the fucking like penthouse at Caesar's Palace that Celine owns is, I'm going to be like, hey, that was fun. Get some fucking crab legs up here. Let's do this shit right.
Totally disagree. Damaged goods are where it's at. Damaged girls do way more.
All right. Well, take now let's see what these locals have to say. Who would take Phil up at Seal Show with everything you got, Celine Dion?
Well, well,
shit.
Well.
You know what? More for me. Fuck y'all.
Wow.
How about that shit?
Sarah McLachlan. Oh,
fuck
the Canadians
you
have
and
spoken.
Fuck animals.
Damaged always. Okay, these are my favorites for the boys. Peter North.
Jesus.
Super Christ. Famous porn star for the young ladies. Do you know who that is? He's old school. I
choking
love him.
Choking and gagging is certainly a turnoff.
Okay.
Peter North, old school porn star, or John Candy, who is not with us. You understand? Like, they're two different sides of the spectrum, but they both have
their
merits.
Yeah, one's dead and one's alive.
But let's say alive, alive John Candy. Like,
I'm gonna go piss
heyday.
In the alleyway in a second.
Are you really have to urinate?
Yeah, I'm gonna piss.
Press pause.
No, no, I'm just gonna go pee. You go talk about it, and
all
I'll
right,
be back.
Let's talk about it. I'll do it with you guys. He's gonna go pee in the alleyway. There's a surveillance camera out there. Be careful. Oh, that's right. You guys do a bathroom. We don't even think that way. We're just dirtbag comedians. He could have urinated in the bathroom, I know. Joe's like telling him. Okay, so Peter North or John Candy. Young lady, what's your vote? Because? For the story. Well, alive John Candy, though, right? Yeah. Well, what about Peter North? Like, Peter North's a famous porn star, though. He'd be expecting Bush. Oh, because he's an old school porn star. That's amazing. Oh, that's so funny. Now, does Peter North do gay porn as well? Does anyone know? He used to, right? Like, he's gay for pay. So I wasn't sure if he was gay or not. This is a tough call for me personally. I love comedians. I'm going to go Peter North just because I've never banged a porn star before. I feel like he has a lot to offer. He has a pretty nice hog on him, right? He's kind of dorky. I feel like he's still vulnerable. He's still a person inside somewhere. I already fuck a comic, so that's like, right? I'm already a chuckle fucker. Okay. Let's do a round of applause. Who takes Peter North to fill up and seal shut? Wow. Wow. Okay. John Candy. Wow. Okay. John Candy wins. Do you know you could have peed indoors, right?
Nah, I can't do that.
How'd it go?
Who won? Candy?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's amazing. He's hilarious. But Peter North's got those ropes, man. Like, he really...
Ropes? Like porno ropes, yeah.
Like distance.
Yeah.
Huge amount, too. You're like, do you have 8 balls in there? Like, why is there so much?
Oh, really? I didn't realize that.
Oh, really? Oh, I'll show you some fucking clips. I think Candy would be like nurturing and like, oh, like, do you want strawberries now? And like, he would be like,
yeah, he'd be sweet.
Yeah, he'd be very sweet. And you'd be like, that hurts. He'd be like, oh, ease off. And like, Peter North would be like, I know it hurts. And it's going to hurt a lot more in a second. Like,
John Candy's sweet.
It's really what you're into. You know? What are you into? What do you like? I know what you like.
What? It's only manners. It's okay. It's only manners.
I love Rocco.
All right. Okay, here we go.
I'd
last thing.
Rocco.
We got to get this in here. Here we go.
All right, buddies. Here we go. Would you rather? This is my favorite one sent in. I wonder who said this. This is a guy from the UK. Jeans high in the UK. This is the best. Hi, mommies. I am trying to put together a would you rather. Would you rather be a barista in Starbucks who only serves Maria?
No.
But she doesn't know who you are. She doesn't know that you are you. The problem is,
okay.
I can't think of anything worse as an option. I do. Okay. So here's the would you rather. Ready?
Okay.
Be a barista in Starbucks who only serves Maria, but she doesn't know that you are you.
It's so bad. It's such a huge thing to deal with.
It's pretty bad.
Yeah,
or
horrible.
have your only barista be Maria.
That's a genius take
Thank
on
you.
That.
Thank you.
That's what so I would have Maria be the barista.
Why?
Because she would fucking assault you as the customer. If you have to serve her, you're always fucking up somehow. Like, you're always doing something that's not... She's like, I got a little drizzle, like, on the outside. You just put a drizzle on the side of the cup.
She would try to make your life better, I feel like.
Make your life better?
Like, she would want to be a perfectionist with your drink order.
Oh, she would make you a good drink. But I'm saying, like, that's why I would choose to have her
right.
versus serving her. Serving her is serving a nightmare. Is a nightmare. It's the absolute worst scenario of your life. Your life is over. Maria is taking you to a level of hell you've never imagined
before.
Yeah,
no, I agree. What about you guys? Would you rather serve Maria? Clap if you want to serve Maria. Okay. All right. We know what the verdict is on that one. This one I love, too. Would you rather every
time... I think
I
have this, by the way, just to give you a...
All right, is that a deal for you
guys? No, Maria.
I would also like to get... You're going to want to write this down, by the way.
It's cold. Definitely.
It's cold, venti, decaf, soy... Sugar-free caramel frappuccino light, but with extra caramel drizzle all around the cup, on the top and the bottom. Sugar-free syrup, please.
Okay, fuck
oh
you.
My
no
God.
Way. Like I saw somebody, a barista, throw their pen when they were like... Like, I hear from weird orders all day, but you take the fucking cake, lady. Thanks a lot.
Okay, I like this one. Ready? Okay, would you rather every time there is a moment of silence, your lover is whistling? I hate whistling so fucking much. Including times you're telling a longer story. I fucking hate whistling. Or they're an avid acoustic guitar player. Ugh. Restaurants, picnics, dog parks, lovemaking sessions. Everywhere you go, they've got the guitar. That's my own personal hell. Both of those things are my least favorite things
but
in somebody.
Are you talking about, though, when they're like, all right, before this Raptors game, we're going to have a moment of silence for the people
yeah.
that died, and everyone's like, and then your spouse is like, like so it's not like he's
so
just,
bad.
He's a, like, literally society's biggest asshole.
Yes.
Yeah. That's too mortifying. I would be like, fucking break out the tunes, bro. Let's do this. Dave Matthews, all the hits. Play them now. All the way.
Now, here's the thing. I've actually dated both of these dudes. Like, I've had the acoustic guitar player who just makes eye contact and sings at you. It's horrifying. And I've had the whistler. The Chinese guy was a whistler.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
Made me crazy. Fuck.
What?
I hate both of them.
When did he whistle? Like...
Just all the time in public or on the house.
Oh, what? You never mentioned... That's why you hate whistling.
I hated whistling before, and then it amplified
no,
my hatred of whistling.
No, you hate him, and you hate whistling.
I don't hate him. I don't hate him,
though. Okay.
I just hate whistling.
Yeah. That's why. How come you're always throwing shit at Chinese people?
Tom. Between those two, I'm going to take a guitar.
Definitely
you can tune
the fucking
out the guitar.
Yeah. It's insane. Who would rather have the person... You're with always whistling in moments of silence. Who would take that? Really? Why would you take that? It's entertaining to have everybody like, we fucking hate you and you. Who would take the guitar?
All right.
All right.
Okay, one last one. This one's mine. Are you ready? The only comedy you can hear or see or do anything with is Jerry Lewis's comedy. Or the only food you can eat is canned. All the time, just canned food. Think about it. Jerry Lewis all day, every day, or canned food.
That's real. That's really Jerry Lewis.
Yeah. Oh, fuck. I don't know.
Or canned food.
Canned food, some of it's great. Like, I love Hormel chili. I love... corned beef hash canned is fucking great. Wieners, like Vienna sausages.
I think both end in suicide, but I think...
malnutrition.
I think Lewis, I kill myself that day. Like the like the seventh time I...
Hating!
I'm gonna eat a bullet right now. Yeah. Canned food. Who? All right. Who would choose Jerry Lewis over canned food?
No other laughing, but with Jerry Lewis. No yeah, laughter
just
in
like
your life.
Four vegans. That's it. Do you hate canned food that much, or do you just
no,
love Jerry
it's
Lewis?
Just, it's no, hard.
I mean this.
Oh, I'm sorry. There's the door, sir. We'll let you stay. We'll let you stay.
That's so funny.
You want to fucking go now? There's the fucking door, son. Get the fuck out. You don't like it.
Do you know that about him?
Do you know that? That he loves Jerry Lewis? Yeah. You did know that. You guys talk about Jerry Lewis a lot? A lot of Jerry Lewis movies on. Like, oh, what are you doing after this? Let's go watch a Jerry Lewis movie. Nutty Professor. You like the original Nutty Professor.
Christ.
All right, we got to talk.
I don't even know you.
All right. Holy shit. It's
ending the show on a down note, but...
Yeah.
I still love you.
This has been a crazy, fun experience to come here, and you guys have been super supportive and fun. So... thank you, first of all, above all else. Thank you very much for coming out.
Love you.
We would definitely like to come back, so we'll do it again hopefully next year. If you guys want to come out, we'll come
out.
The other thing is, here at the venue, after the show, this place stays open. There's going to be a little shindig after party, if you will, hanging out. So you're welcome to hang out. We will be in the lobby for anybody that wants to say hello, meet, photo, anything like that. We'll be there. We also brought the new Theo shirt and the jeans unit, the bike shirt, and then my special came out on DVD and CD, hard copies. So I brought, they're not even on sale yet, but I got some, so I brought them if you want one. If you don't want one, don't worry about it. Tell them, say hello anyways. It's not like, I don't have any cash and that shit. Like, so it's fine. We know. We get it.
Yeah, thank you guys so much. This has been amazing and fun, and we love you so much. And we'll see you out there, okay?
All right.
We'll go pee in the alleyway.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God.
Not bad at all.
Not bad at all.
Not bad at all.
Not bad at all.